Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. For over a decade, the IBM Center for the Business of Government has sought to connect research to practice, sponsoring third-party research on a broad range of public management issues facing us today. Calls for more collaborative government arrive on the heels of new tools to increase information sharing. Many of us are familiar with Wikipedia, which relies on thousands of active contributors who share their knowledge freely on a dazzling breadth of topics. So how can government leaders spark similar outpourings of valuable knowledge, either among their employees or from the public? Today, public leaders face the challenge of finding new ways to use these tools to improve collaboration within or between organizations and, where appropriate, with citizens. What are wiki technologies? How can government agencies use wikis to more effectively meet mission? What are some of the key challenges and best practices for the use of wikis in government? Today, we will explore these questions and so much more with Inez Merkel, author of the recent IBM Center report, Using Wikis in Government, a Guide for Public Managers. Dr. Merkel doesn't wear rose-tinted glasses, though. She observes that wikis are, on the one hand, relatively easy to create, and on the other hand, maintaining collaboratively produced content while sustaining the quality and quantity of contributions over time is a formidable task for public managers. Welcome, Professor Merkel. It's good to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for the invitation, and this is a great opportunity to talk about my report. I'm currently an assistant professor of public administration at the Maxwell School of Citizenship and Public Affairs in Syracuse, New York. And I'm teaching classes here on what's currently called Government 2.0, so it's the use of social networking services in the public sector. My background is in business economics, so I have really initially no clue about the public sector, but I studied in Germany and the Netherlands business economics with a focus on knowledge management. And then I went to get a doctoral degree from a business school in Switzerland, again focusing on information management, how informal channels are produced among managers to share knowledge. And I'm analyzing their social networks. I'm diving deep into their social relationships and trying to understand where they get information from when it's not coming through the formal hierarchy. And the report that I've done here really comes out of my current research on the use of social networking services in the public sector, because now that I'm teaching at a public affairs and government school, I'm working a lot with Master of Public Administration students who are interested in becoming leaders in the public sector. And the report is titled Using Wikis in Government, a Guide for Public Managers. And it's based on my research that I've done where I went out to interview managers of wikis. We can really call them lighthouse projects right now in the public sector because it's not a widely used technology. And I interviewed them for about 1 to 2 hours. I recorded all the interviews, and then I wrote the report with the help of IBM with a research stipend that I got.
Professor Merkel, in response to President Obama's Transparency and Open Government Memorandum and the Open Government Initiative, federal agencies have increased their use of new media technologies. First, would you outline the key points of the memo and the Open Government Initiative, and what are the three key areas of operation that were identified in need of improvement?
Yeah, so the memo was for me really a starting point to dive deeper into the Open Government Initiative. The memo that is now really famous, it's called Open Government and Transparency. He outlined in this one day after his inauguration, which is kind of interesting that it came out at that time, he gave instructions to the departments and agencies of the executive branch in the U.S. federal government to become more participatory, more transparent, and more collaborative. Now, he didn't say much about how the agencies should accomplish these steps. He just said, you know, we need to tap into the knowledge that is out there, be very inclusive, include all our employees, the public, all kinds of stakeholders. And in one of the paragraphs, he did mention that the agencies should harness new technologies to accomplish this. And that was really my starting point, where I thought, okay, now we are getting into social media and social networking services, and he's pushing really a mandate onto his departments and agencies to use these new technologies. And it was followed up by several other policies and regulations. For example, public records management. Where there's also a great IBM report out on that, so that the agencies felt more comfortable to actually use these tools, which are channels outside of, you know, the traditional IT environment that a government usually operates in. And so those are the three areas: becoming more participatory, transparent, and collaborative.
Professor Merkel, the need for an increased collaborative culture and behavior among public sector organizations has recently become apparent in the failure to connect the dots and share information across organizational boundaries in such areas, homeland security or securing the nation. What are wiki technologies, and to what extent do you think they have the capacity to replace so-called siloed knowledge management systems?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we know wikis. I think most of us know Wikipedia. It's an online encyclopedia. The whole world can contribute knowledge, and within a few years, we have captured millions and millions of pages of knowledge, and it really has become the most popular platform for editing collaboratively content. And in similar ways, the platform that Wikipedia is built on, MediaWiki, or also other free platforms like Wikispaces, can be used in government to become more collaborative by editing text together with theoretically really unlimited amounts of authors, if you want. Everyone can immediately see what you've edited, who edited what, who deleted things, who changed what. In the discussion section, people can discuss why they have changed content. They can have real exchanges and then collaboratively decide what they want to display on the front page. And they can also revert back to previous versions if they are unhappy with what other people deleted. Why I think it's an innovation in government and why we can potentially use that to break down knowledge silos is that, you know, traditionally, and it's not really traditionally because it's what we do currently, is we are creating a Word document. We are deciding who we want to send it to. At that point, we are already making a decision who gets that email from us, who is part of this email header, who is added to it, and then other people might forward our email to their colleagues. But we are making a conscious decision who we want to include and who we want to exclude in our knowledge exchanges. And in the same way, we are also working with how we share our and file our knowledge on hard drives or on network drives. It's usually restricted to a number of colleagues in our team, or might be a shared network drive, but then it's only for our department, but it's certainly not visible for the whole organization. So we're always making conscious choices who will be included or excluded, and thereby really siloing knowledge and with, giving access to very specific users. A wiki can kind of open it up as a new channel and include everyone potentially in the organization. And so the hope is that we are no longer hiding behind these perceived silos, but we are opening our organization for ourselves and, you know, understand what our organizational knowledge is and who can write about what kind of topics.
I'd like to transition to wiki use in government. Your report identified several different purposes for wiki use in government. Would you elaborate on these purposes?
So for my report, I've identified several different purposes for wiki use in government. One is the very open information creation environment. A very good example for that is that it was recently also covered in the New York Times, where the Army reached out to its authorized personnel to invite them to rewrite the Army Counterinsurgency Manual. As I said, they reached out to authorized personnel, so it's not an open, you know, sharing with the public. Instead, everyone all the army members scattered around the whole world basically were allowed to chime in and say, you know, we want to tweak this, we want to change this, this is no longer up to date, why don't we write it this way, this is more the reflecting of our current standard operating procedures. And so we can use it for a very specific topic to say this is our topic, this is what we want to add or change, invite everyone to participate in the information creation. Then we can also just limit it, the use, to just our team and say, you know, this is a team wiki, it's for a specific ongoing project, instead of sending files around not knowing what the latest version is, or if others in the meantime have already worked on a document, why not put everything, the current state of our knowledge, on a wiki. We can trace who has edited what. It's open to our team, and we can make a decision if we want to open it up later on to other people in the whole department, for example. So it's also a great project management tool. Obviously, you can also just use it for personal note-taking as a full-fledged knowledge management system, where you kind of dump all documents and all the knowledge that you have into the wiki. So those are the three purposes that I've identified in this report.
Before we delve into specific case studies, and your report identifies 9 specific case studies, I'd like to know more about ExpertNet. Could you tell us a little bit more about ExpertNet and how does it represent crowdsourcing?
Yeah, ExpertNet is a great tool that was created as part of the Open Government Initiative by OSTP. And it's kind of interesting because it's really observable to the public, to everyone who wants to see how a wiki works. People can go online. We've provided the link. And what it does is that OSTP wanted to collect opinions and ideas from the public to really get expert input on the Open Government Initiative. What are things that we haven't accomplished yet? Where should we go in the future? What are the right steps? It's a crowdsourcing example in a very public way where the government opens itself up and says, you know, we want to show how we can use the software, but at the same time also collect opinions.
Professor Merkel, your report is chock full of interesting case studies. This shows the breadth of wiki use in the public sector. I'd like to understand how you came about identifying and choosing these representative case studies. Could you tell us more about your approach and how you identified these examples of wiki use in government?
Yeah, so identifying cases was a really interesting process because, as I said at the beginning, what we see right now and also the cases that I've outlined here are really lighthouse projects. This is not standard operating procedures. We are far from that. So I've started to understand the whole Government 2.0 movement mostly by following the hashtag Gov2.0 on Twitter. And people started to talk about their project. They started to, ask for input from other experts in the field. And over time, I noticed that there are a few wikis out there that might be worth talking to the wiki managers. So my first exposure to wikis in governments was in 2008 when I heard the Web 2.0 evangelists from the intelligence community talking to us at the Kennedy School of Government, where I was a postdoc at the time. And they told us about this new information paradigm that they were trying to create in the intelligence community, really as a remedy of the 9/11 effects, that we do have all the knowledge in our organization, we just don't know where it is. And so they told us about Intellipedia. And then I thought, okay, if the intelligence community can go towards a collaborative sharing environment where it's traditionally really about more hiding information and protecting information instead of openly sharing it, why can't we do that in other agencies? So I looked out for different types of wikis and then contacted the wiki administrator through my network on Twitter, on LinkedIn, Facebook, and people are very willing to share their results. What I wanted to do is give a broad overview of all kinds of different users. So what we've done in this report is to organize the 9 case studies that I was able to find into 3 different sections. So the first one is the pure intra-organizational use from a standpoint of a single organization that wants to use a wiki and share knowledge internally without giving access to anyone and other departments or the public. And then the second part are the for inter-organizational use, where we allow maybe participation from other agencies and departments. We are still behind the firewall, and it's really for government use only. And then the third part of wikis that I'm presenting in the report for engaging the public. So they are hosted by government to collect feedback from the public or all kinds of other stakeholders.
Professor Merkel, as you noted, the examples of wiki use in government are organized primarily by audience, intra-organizational use, inter-organizational use, and those wikis that are used to engage the public. I'd like to focus first on the intra-organizational use of wikis, with specific focus on Diplopedia. What is it? How has it evolved since its conception? And what are some of the key outcomes to date?
Yeah, Diplopedia is a very interesting example. So it's hosted by the State Department. The background is that the State Department sends out their public affairs officials to different countries all the time. They are on a two-year rotation. They are going to Italy, for example, open up the embassy there, or following up an ambassador or other public affairs officials. And there was very little information exchange. And so people thought, why don't we set up a whole Web 2.0 environment internally to allow people who are currently stationed in Italy, for example, to share their insights that they gained about local habits, preferences that their Italian counterparts have, or foreign counterparts, of course, everywhere in the world, and then share this with the incoming cohort of people who are replacing them. So create channels for knowledge exchange long before people are even deployed to their new office. Diplopedia is used for that, and it's using the wiki, but it's also using blogs and recently also a social networking component. And it's very successful. It's certainly one of the lighthouse projects of the State Department, and they're very happy with how it picked up and has thousands of users by now.
Professor Merkel, the next example you offer in your report of the intra-organizational wiki is the DoD Techopedia. What are the goals of this intra-organizational wiki? How has it evolved since its inception? And what are some of the key outcomes to date?
What they are doing is completely on the intranet. They are trying to collect technical information that they have available so that when people are trying to contract out projects or are trying to select information for a new project, that they're not always starting at zero, but that they can go back to a knowledge base that is already existing on the intranet and select the information and then rewrite it for new contractors. So it's really an intra-organizational knowledge base of technical research documents, scientific and technical information that is provided and can be reused. And then it's also added to it on a continuous basis. And they have a lot of gardeners there, so editors who are reviewing the documents, who are merging existing documents, and they're constantly updating it. By now, they have more than 20,000 users.
How are government agencies using wikis to enhance their information sharing efforts? We will explore this question and so much more when our special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Authors, returns.